It seems that in order to change our life, it is hard to motivate.
但是十二章第一节告诉我们，我们生活改变的动力是什么
？But in chapter 12, verse 1, it tells us what the force behind our change is.
我们看罗马书十二章第一节。
Let us look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
我们一生要怎么生活？
How should we live our lives?
这很重要的问题。
This is a very important question.
那特别我们在读大学哈，毕业以后就要面对我们自己的人生。
And especially after we graduate from college, we have to face what we are going to do with our life.
那如果从二十几岁上班到六十五岁，大概有四十年上班的时间。
And if you are starting to work from your 20s to your to 65, you will have 40 years of a career.
那这个几十年的时间要怎么来生活？
So how will you live your life during those decades?
那如果从十二章看起来，
So from chapter 12, we can see.
最好的生活方式就是将身体献上，当作活祭。
That it is best to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
那献上给谁呢？当然献上给神了。
And who should we sacrifice to? Of course, it is to God.
也就是我们的一生把它奉献给神，为神来活。
That is, our whole life should be sacrificed to God to live for God.
没有一个生活方式比为神而活更有价值，更有意义。
There is no kind of life that is more meaningful or more worthwhile than serving God.
有时候我们在美国长大从小这个观念就是灌输我们，我们是为自己活。
And in America, from very young, we are taught to live for ourselves.
我们不是为别人活。
Not for other people.
我们是为自己的主人。
We are our own master.
那这种观念深根蒂固在我们人的心里面。
And this kind of concept is very deep within our hearts.
我们要把自己的潜力把它活出来。
That we have to actualize or manifest ourselves.
但是为自己活会有一个问题。
But to live for yourself, there is a problem.
就是我们的生活跟神没有关系。
That is, then you have no connection to God.
那如果我们的生活跟神没有关系我们活的一辈子。在神看起来，神并不纪念。
And if you live your life with no connection to God, then in the eyes of God, He will not remember you.
所以很可能我们活着觉得自己活得很舒服，非常的充实。但是当我面对神的时候，神可能说我不认识你。
And it may seem that we live a very comfortable, satisfying life, but in the end, God will say, "I do not know you."
但是所以最有价值的生活方式就是。有一天我们面对神的时候神认识我们他纪念我们
and to have a truly worthwhile life it is in the end when God says he knows us and remembers us
那要这样就是要把身体献上献上给神好像一个活祭献给神
and therefore we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God
那我们要这样做我的一生每一天的生活都是为着神在活那个动力从哪里来
So if we live our lives this way that every day is for God then where does that motivation come from
十二章第一节
From chapter 12 verse 1
说我以神的慈悲劝你们
Therefore by the mercies of God
是用神的慈悲来劝我们
Paul is using the mercies of God to beseech or encourage
不是命令我们
He is not commanding them.
是劝我们。
He is beseeching them.
那神的慈悲是什么？
And what are the mercies of God?
神的慈悲就是罗马书第一章到十一章。
And the mercies of God are captured in Romans chapter 1 through 11.
罗马书刚刚开始的时候，他在讲我们有罪。
And in the beginning, Romans chapter 1 talks about our sin.
那罪的开始就是我们没有敬畏神。
And the beginning of sin is not fearing God.
那接下去很多不同的罪都出来了。
And because of that, many sins appear.
那不但犹太人有罪。
And not only do the Jews have sin.
外邦人也有罪。
The Gentiles also have sin.
所以在神的标准下，在神的面前没有一个是义人。
So therefore, under God's standard, under God's judgment, no one is sinless.
好，那到了第五章就提到神的爱。
And in chapter 5, it starts talking about God's love.
好，那神要救我们。
And God loves us, so He wants to save us.
所以神从天上降世为人。
And therefore, He manifested in the flesh and came into this world as a man.
让降为仆人，洗人的脚。
And He came in the form of a servant to wash our feet.
最后降为罪人，替我们而死。
And finally, He became a sinner and died for all of us.
所以圣经里面说，在我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们而死，神的爱就在此显。
And so the Bible says that the love of God is shown in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for our sins.
那在我们洗礼的时候，到了第六章，就是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And so in chapter 6, it talks about baptism, where we are crucified and die and buried with Christ.
没有洗礼以前，我们是活的死人，肉体是活着，灵性是死的。
And before baptism, we are the living dead. We, our bodies are living, but our spirit is dead.
活在世界上是没有盼望的。
And our soul has no hope in the world.
那洗礼以后，我们跟神的关系变成很好。
But after baptism, then our relationship with God is reconciled.
我们肉体活着，灵性也活着。
And so our body is living, and our soul is living.
所以我们从罪人变成神的儿女。
So we become turn from a sinner into a child of God.
那神是圣灵，给我们做证明。
And then God grants us His Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
那因为这样改变，所以我们有一个活泼的盼望。
And because of that transformation, we have a living hope.
哦，这个活泼的盼望就是我们活的一辈子，最后要回到神那里与神同在。
And this living hope is that after we finish our life in this world, we will return back to God.
所以我们今天的我是因为主耶稣为我们牺牲流血，拯救我们所成的。
And the reason we are who we are is because our Lord Jesus Christ died for us, shed His blood for us, and fulfilled the salvation for us.
这个恩典是没有办法比较的。
And there's no blessing that can be compared to this.
那到第八章啊，神不但洗礼我们啊，神赐给我们圣灵。
And in chapter 8, it talks about how we not only receive baptism, but also the Holy Spirit.
圣灵证明我们是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit guarantees that we are the children of God.
那圣灵给我们力量。
And the Holy Spirit also gives us strength.
啊，让我们能够更新。
That we can be renewed.
啊，当我们不断祷告的时候，圣灵一直充满，我们人会一直在变化。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will continually be transformed.
好，啊，但是圣灵还有一个作用，能够帮助我们祷告。
But the Holy Spirit also has a very important function to help us pray.
所以神是给我们圣灵，是给我们最大的恩典。
And so giving us the Holy Spirit is the greatest blessing God has given us.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们好像尘土一样，尘埃。
We are really like the dust.
啊，但是那个最伟大的神，他竟然愿意把他的灵浇灌在我们里面，住在我们里面。
But the Almighty God is yet willing to grant His Holy Spirit and even live within us.
这个就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
好，所以一直到十一章结束。
So until the end of chapter 11.
这个整个啊，神称我们为义，然后神圣灵更新我们，这个都是出于神的怜悯，神的慈爱。
And so we understand then from chapters 1 through 11 how through the mercy and love of God and His grace we are called righteous.
啊，所以今天我们生活的改变啊，就是因为神的爱来感动我们。
So our lives can change because the love of God moves us.
啊，所以我们对神的爱有个回应，因此我们生活的方式就不一样。
And if we respond to God's love to us, then our lives will be different.
啊，所以做一个基督徒，生活的改变最重要的力量是从感恩来的。
So the most powerful motivation for a Christian's life is gratitude.
啊，如果没有感恩，我们就没有办法改变。
If we are not thankful for what God has given us, then we cannot change.
你看我们在世界上啊，要推动一个人做一件事情啊，大概有几个很重要的力量。
So if you want to try to motivate somebody else to do something, there are a few different ways.
第一个，公司用力给我们。
The first is that the company gives us benefit.
哦，有时候虽然工作哦压力相当大，要付出很多，但是力越高，就有人愿意做。
even though the stress or the burden of the work may be very high, but if there's some benefit to doing it, then people are willing to do it.
这是一个很大推动的力量。
So that is a very powerful motivator.
那第二个就是名。
The second is fame.
有的人他经济上没有困难。
Some people have no problems with their finances.
或者他退休了。
Maybe they are retired.
你把他挂一个头衔。
But if you give them a title,
那他就会很努力去做。
Then they will be willing to do a lot for you.
这个就是名的力量。
And that is the power of fame or reputation.
那第三个会让人很投入去做，就是自我实现。
And the third is that people want to show themselves off.
如果不要没有名也没有利，但是你的想法、你的理想可以被实现出来，很多人就愿意做。
So even though you might not gain money or fame, but if your ideals or your ideas are come to fruit, then people are willing to do it.
所以很多人在做事情也不是为钱，也不是为名，只是要觉得自己是一个有用的人。
And so some people don't do it for money or for fame, but to feel that they are fulfilled in what they do.
那这是世界上在推动一个工作后面的动力。
So these are the main motivators behind somebody working.
但是当我们来到神的面前，
But when we come before God,
什么会让我们改变我们自己来服侍神？
What will allow us to change to serve God?
就是神本身。
That is God himself.
就是神的爱的激励。
That is the motivation of God's love.
当神的爱在感动我们，
when the love of God moves us,
我们对神就有一个亏欠感。
Then we will feel we are indebted to him.
所以在第十二章的第一节最后说，我们这样侍奉呢是理所当然。
And so in chapter 12, verse 1, it says this is your reasonable service.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们从神得到很多。
Because we have received so much from God.
如果我们用一张纸把它画一条线右边写神给我什么？
And if we take a piece of paper and divide it in two, and on the right says, we list out all that God has given us.
我们可以写很多。
We can write down a lot.
给我生命。
He gives us life.
给我聪明智慧。
He gives me wisdom and my brain.
给我能力。
He gives me ability.
给我机会。
He gives me opportunity.
给我恩典。
He gives me blessings.
我们可以从神写很多他给我们。
We can write a lot of things that God has given us.
但是如果我们左边在写，那我回报神什么？
And on the left-hand side, we write down what we have repaid God.
我就发现了，没有办法写出什么。
And we'll realize we have very little to put down.
所以当我们数算神的恩典，再看我们为什么做什么的时候，我们就有一个亏欠。
So if we compare what God has given us to what we have given to God, then we will feel indebted to Him.
因此将我们的身体献给神，这是理所当然，因为他这么爱我们，然后我们来侍奉他，来为他活，这个是理所当然。
And so it is a matter of fact, very natural for us to live as a living sacrifice for God, since He has given us everything.
所以教会里面一直要强调神的爱，这个就是我们改变我们生活方向最有力量的方法。
So in the church, when we emphasize God's love, this is the most powerful force behind allowing us to change.
没有一个人能够勉强任何一个人做改变。
There's nobody who can force somebody else to change.
但是当神的爱充满在我们里面，我们就改变了。
But when the love of God fills us within, then we can change.
1982年，我第一次到美国来。
In 1982, I came to the United States.
有一个工人下飞机就载我到一个医院去看一个弟兄。
So there is a worker who, as soon as I got off the plane, took me to see a brother in the hospital.
他四十几岁，生意做得很好，赚很多钱。
And he was in his 40s and was a very successful businessman.
但是他有肝癌。
But he had gotten liver cancer.
那后来我到纽约去帮忙联恩会。
And so I went to New York to help with the spiritual convocation.
那回来这个弟兄已经离世了。
And when I got back, he had already passed away.
那这个弟兄当他生意最兴盛的时候，他一直讲他有一天他要到非洲去打猎。
And when he was at the height of his business success, he said one day he wanted to go to Africa to hunt.
因为他有钱，所以他想要去非洲，很多不同的猎物那很有趣的。
And he thought he had a lot of money, he would go to Africa. It would be a fascinating trip for him to go on this hunting.
但是到他生命的最后一个阶段，
But at the very end of his life,
他说如果神医我的病，
If God were to heal me,
他要到非洲去传福音。
He would go to Africa to preach the gospel.
现在不是要去打猎，是要去传福音。
He would no longer go for a hunting expedition, but rather to preach the gospel.
那为什么有这么大的改变呢？
So why was there that great change of heart?
因为当一个人面对生命马上结束的时候，他就知道为什么活。
Because when you are faced with the end of your life, you know why you live.
当我们生命觉得我可以活七八十岁，我现在只有一二十岁的时候，没有想这么远，不会去想我为什么活着。
If you think you can live 70 or 80 years and you're only in your teens or 20s, you won't think about why you are living.
那这个弟兄他有一个哥哥，他在做建筑业。
And there was this, he had a brother who was a contractor, building contractor.
他做房子盖得很好。
And he was able to build many houses.
品质都非常可靠，所以生意做不完。
And he was a very reputable builder, and so he had a lot of business.
那他跟人盖房子，他的价钱都比别人多差不多3-5%。
And his fees were all 3-5% higher than his competition.
但是他生意做不完。
But he still had a lot of business.
因为他可靠。
Because he was very reliable.
所以他从小就受洗，他每个礼拜六就是带他来太太把他放下来，他就跑去工地。
And so, even though he had been baptized from very young, every Saturday, Sabbath, he would drop off his wife and children, and he would go to work.
一个太几百个工人在那工地做事。
Because he had several hundred workers underneath him that he had to manage.
后来他弟弟病危，他就来到美国。
So when his younger brother got liver cancer, he came to America.
他看到他弟弟这样情况。
He saw how his brother's situation.
他也醒过来了。
And he woke up.
他一直觉得说，我一生就是为着赚钱吗？
And so he asked himself, am I going to live the rest of my life just to make money?
所以他还没有回去，他就打电话给他公司的秘书。
And so before he returned back home, he called his secretary.
就是说，我们公司要关闭了。
He said, our company is going to close.
没有人相信了。
Nobody believed him.
他公司非常的赚钱，他要关闭。
And he was at the height of his success, and he wanted to close his company.
因为他觉得他现在缺乏不是钱。
Because he realized that what he was lacking was not money.
他现在缺乏是要怎么活着才是真的有意义。
And what he was lacking was the answer to how am I going to live a life that is valuable.
所以他回去故乡以后他就买一部车子。
So after he returned to his hometown, he bought a car.
就跟教会的传道每天开车出去访问去看慕道者。
And so he went with a church pastor and every day went to visit members.
所以当我们对人生有一个很清楚的了解，
So when we have a clear understanding of life,
有一天死亡会临到，
One day death will come to us.
一切都变空的时候，
And when everything is a vanity,
我们就了解人活着不是为着追求世界的什么。
And we will realize that we live our lives not to pursue this world.
人活着最重要就是要服侍神。
What is most important is to live your life serving God.
在神面前过一个神喜悦的生活。
To live a life that is pleasing to God every day.
所以这里说，你们这样做当活祭，这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And therefore, this verse says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.Holy and acceptable to God.
所以有的人对信仰有一点不是很正确的了解。
So some people have a slightly incorrect view of faith.
觉得说我只要守安息日，我有奉献十一捐我是不错的基督徒了。
That as long as I come to church service every week and give my tithes, and I'm a pretty good Christian.
其实神所要的不是我们的钱。
What God wants is not our money.
神所要的也不是我们。外表的守安息日。
What God wants is not just us to show up at church.
那到底神要什么？
What does God want?
神要我们把我们的一生奉献给他。
What he wants is that we sacrifice our life to him.
来为他而活。
To live for him.
这个才是神所要的。
This is what God wants.
所以不是说送奉献很多神很多钱那。神就会纪念了，不是这样。
It's not that if you write a big check in offering to God, then He will remember you.
在我心里的最深处，我愿意不愿意为神而活。
In the depths of my heart, am I willing to live for God?
在我心里的最深处，神是不是真的最高，是我的神，我的主宰？
In the depths of my heart, do I really make God the most important one in my life?
啊，如果我们这样来献给神，这就是神所喜悦的。
If he's the master of our life, then we are living a life pleasing to God.
啊，所以我们常常这样想哦，你从左边你也会到退休，你走右边这条路也会退休。
And so sometimes you think there are many paths to the same point when you retire.
啊，但是人达到退休那一点的时候。
And when you finally get to that point of retirement,
回头过来看,
and you look back on your life,
那我这几十年到底活着有什么意义?
And ask yourself, what has been the value of my life all of these decades?
到最后就是当我们生活跟神有关系的时候，就是有意义。
It is when our life is connected to God that we truly find meaning in life.
好，所以这里说哈，要将我们身体献给神。这是理所当然的。
So that is why Paul says that presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice is reasonable.
我们教会圣工要发展啊，需要有两种不同的工人。
And in order for the church work to prosper, we need two kinds of workers.
啊，第一个工人就是全时间的奉献。
And the first is those who are full-time workers.
啊，那第二个工人就是义工。我们有我们的工作，但是啊，我们在做得到的范围来做神的工。
And the second are volunteers who take the time they have to worship and serve God.
那这两个工作都很重要。
And both of these kinds of work are very important.
哦，那这个两个工作把它配合起来，教会圣工就会渐渐发展。
And if both of these are put together, then the holy work will continue to prosper.
啊，最近连总请梅总写一篇文章，就是美国教会历史的回顾。
And so recently, the International Assembly has asked the U.S. General Assembly to write a history of the Church in America.
因为明年真耶稣教会是100年。
And because next year will be the 100th anniversary of our True Jesus Church.
他要看一个专刊出来。
So there will be a special publication.
那我们去回头过来看我们在美国教会的历史。
So if we look back upon the history of the Church in the United States.
1930年大陆派一个工人到夏威夷，把福音带进夏威夷。
And in 1930, there was a holy worker who was sent from China to Hawaii to bring the gospel there.
那1948年，这个中国大陆跟外界就关系切断。
And in 1948, the diplomatic relations between China and the rest of the world were cut off.
啊，所以从1930年一直到1970年，这个夏威夷的教会都没有进步。
And from 1930 to 1970, there was no improvement or no growth in the Hawaii Church.
那美国教会的圣工开始发展是从1970年开始，70年代开始。
The church in the United States started to develop in the 1970s.
哦，那个时候有两个工人，一个是吴约翰长老。
And at that time, there were two workers who were Elder John Wu.
他是在东部。
He was in the East Coast.
那另外一个是古亚纳，只是在西部。
And then the other was Deacon Anaku.
那这个两个人在1967年去参加第一次世界代表大会，在台湾。
And in 1967, they attended the first World Delegates Conference in Taiwan.
他回来非常受感动。
And when they returned, they were extremely moved.
因为主耶稣就是要让我们福音传到地极。
Because the Lord Jesus wanted us to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以他们就开始来带动东西两岸的圣工。
And so they started to do the holy work on the East Coast and West Coast.
那以后再加上一些留学生一直进来。
And then there were many students who came to the United States.
礼拜一到礼拜五很热心在读书。
And so from,
很认真在读书。
Monday to Friday, they were working hard in their studies.
那一到周末，就是到处去载慕道者，去载一些人来聚会。
And then on the weekends, they would go everywhere to bring truth seekers and believers to church.
所以虽然他们是学生
，even though they were students,
但是很热心在服侍神。
But they still were very zealous in serving God.
那有的毕业出来做工
，some of them graduated and started to work.
然后礼拜一到礼拜五上班。
And so from Monday to Friday, they worked.
礼拜六、礼拜天就很热心的在家庭聚会，在 做教会的圣工。
And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, they would come to service and serve God, doing a lot of holy work.
就是这一批的学生，这一批从外来这一些人，很热心在服侍神，所以圣工就带动起来。
And it was this initial group of students who were very fervent to serve God that the holy work expanded.
所以今天我们不要想说我不能做什么。
And so don't think to yourself that there's very little I can do.
我们现在的年纪就是1970年代那个来留学的留学生的那一些年纪。
We are the same age as those students who first came in the 1960s and 70s.
如果他们的投入奉献能够让教会圣工发展。
And if their commitment and their holy work was able to allow the church to prosper.
我们的投入奉献也能够让我们教会圣工发展。
Then our commitment and our sacrifice will also do the same.
因为神的能力是无限的。
Because God's power is limitless.
那我们只是工具。
We are just instruments.
我们有愿做的心，神就与我们同工。
As long as we are willing, then God will work with us.
所以将身体献上当作活祭，这是很重要的。
So to allow our bodies to be a living sacrifice is very important.
我最近在听一个同工告诉我他的体验。
And I was recently talking with a coworker who told me his experience.
他本来是在建筑业上班。
And he was originally an architect.
这个工人是在哪里啊？
And he is in Southeast Asia.
Yeah. 那后来啊，圣灵就感动他说要奉献来全时间的服侍神。
And through the movement of the Holy Spirit, he felt he wanted to offer himself full time.
那他就去报名了 TTP.
So he registered for the theological training program.
但是他的工作很好。
But he had a very good job.
所以他真的有一点舍不得。
So he was a bit unwilling to let it go.
那有一次他开车这个大概30年前了，他已经有车子可以开。
And this was about 30 years ago. He had a car that he could drive already.
他开在一条路左边是山那右边是山崖一个 creek。
And so he was driving on a road, and to the left there was a mountain, and on the right side there was a creek.
他那个车是新的。
And it was a new car.
忽然间这个车子不听指挥。
And all of a sudden his car lost control.
他一直这个车子没有办法控制。
And as much as he could, he tried to steer it, but he couldn't control it.
那他就一直向神呼叫说：“神啊，救我！”
So he started to call out to God, "God, save me!"
那车子就停下来。
And then the car stopped.
那车子停下来的时候，它前面的两个轮子有一个轮子已经悬空在这个悬崖上面。
And when he got out of the car, he realized one of his wheels was already in midair.
那有一个声音告诉他说：“无知的人。”
And then there was a sound that told him, "You foolish man."
现在就要你的灵魂。
This is the time when your soul is needed.
后来他就想起雅各书。
So he thought of James.
雅各书有一个生意人。
And James talked about a businessman.
他计划到哪一城去做买卖得利。
And he made plans of where he would go to sell and do business.
然后我可以安安逸逸的享受。
And then he would be able to enjoy his life.
然后圣经就说无知的人。
But the Bible says that he was a foolish man.
今夜要你的灵魂。
Tonight, your soul is demanded of you.
那你所赚的要归给谁呢？
And where will all your earnings go?
所以这个工人说，圣经是说今夜，但是那个声音告诉我说现在，要你的灵魂。
So he said that in the Bible it said tonight, your soul is demanded of you, but that sound told me, my soul is wanted right now.
所以忽然间他发现如果没有神的保守，任何时刻我们都可能就失去生命。
So he fully realized that without God's protection, we could lose our life at any moment.
所以每一天能够活着都是神的恩典。
So every day that we are living is the grace of God.
所以活着有神的恩典，我们才可以服侍神。
So if we have life, only then do we have God's grace to serve him.
所以他就知道说神要叫他走这一条路。
So then he clearly knew that God wanted him to take this path of service.
那后来他公司又标到一个工程要盖新的房子，会赚很多钱。
And his company earned a bid to build a very important project.
然后他又开始在怀疑是不是我不一定要去献身，然后我也可以做事业奉献就好了。
And so he started to waver and think, well, perhaps I can just do volunteer work and still keep my job.
那后来他就是跟神祷告。
So he prayed about it.
因为他公司里面那个工具有一部机器啊。
Because in his company there was a kind of machine.
那这个机器有时候常常零件会坏掉。
And that machine would break down often.
但是这个机器中间有一个很大根的那个轴。轴怎么讲 ？Axle 是什么 ？Yeah.
But there was a very large axle in that machine.
那个是铁的，不会断的，不可能断的。
And it was made out of steel and would not break.
他就心里跟神讲哦。那如果那一根轴断掉哦，我就知道你要我去做。
So in his heart, he prayed to God, if that axle breaks, then I know what you want me to do.
不是零件，而且零件常常坏掉。
Not the other parts, because the other parts would break down often.
后来他就开车到公司里面去，发现呢，那个员工都没有在做事。
And so one day he drove to work and found that his workers were not doing anything.
那他就问那个员工，你们为什么没有在做事
？So he asked his workers, why aren't you working?
他说那个机器坏掉。
He said the machine's broken.
我问他说，怎么坏了？
He asked them how did it break.
他说是那个轴断掉。
And they said the axle is broken.
那问他说那是什么时候断掉
？And so he asked when did it break.
他说在几点几分
？And they said well it was this time.
那他就想就在那个时刻他向神祷告。
And then he thought back and that was the exact same time that he was praying to God.
如果那个断掉，就是你要我去做。
That if that axle breaks, then that means you want me to offer myself.
所以他就知道，神真的要他走这一条路。
So he knew very clearly that God wanted him to serve.
但是他爸爸反对。
But his father was opposing.
他爸爸跟他讲，你不需要这样。
His father said, "You don't need to do that."
因为有一段时间我们在南洋的地区都把传道当作是雇工。传道就是雇工 hired
because at that time in Southeast Asia the pastors the preachers were just hired employees
他把传道当作是雇工的你这个是领薪水的所以没有什么价值
and so because they just earned a salary there wasn't wasn't worth very much
所以他爸爸说你不需要这样你赚钱这么多你又是为什么去做
And so his father said, well, look at how successful your business is, and why do you want to give that up if you earn a salary?
所以到最后他又开始动摇。
So then he started to waver again.
我爸爸反对啊。
He said, well, my father opposes this move.
所以他就向神祷告。
So he prayed to God.
如果我爸爸赞成，那我就知道你要去，我要我做。
And he said to God, if my father approves, then I will know that this is what you want me to do.
那个时候他爸爸生病了，在床上很严重。
And then his father became very ill and was bedridden.
有一天他去看他。
And so he went to see his father.
从早上一直看到晚上七八，从中午一直看到晚上七八点。
And he was there with his father from noon until late evening.
那爸爸醒过来，他就问他。
And his father woke up and asked him.
说。我要去当传道。
And so he asked his father, I want to serve as a full-time minister.
你是不是还反对
Do you still oppose this?
他爸爸想了很久。
His father thought for a long time.
问他两个问题。
And asked him two questions.
第一个问题。
First question was.
教会给你的生活费你可以活吗
And can you survive on the living allowance the church gives you?
因为实在数目很少。
Because it was truly a small salary.
他说这个我们省省用就可以了。
And he said, well, if I just save and be frugal, I'll be okay.
第二个问题。
Second question.
你可以吃苦吗
？Are you able to suffer?
他想了很久，这个要怎么答
？And he thought for a long time. How am I supposed to answer that question?
最后他说我可以学的。
He said, well, I can learn.
那他爸爸想了很久，对他最后就同意说，好了，我赞成。
And then, so his father fought for a long time again, and finally said, "All right, I'll support you."
所以神要用他就很清楚了，已经有三件事情发生了。
So again, these three different steps, events, led him to clearly know God wanted him to serve.
所以后来他出来服侍神二十几年，遇到很多困难。
And so he came out and became a minister for over 20 years.And met a lot of hardship.
他没有退后，因为他一直想这三个就是 神要用他很清楚的证明。
But he never looked back because he knew from these three experiences that God clearly wanted him to be a minister.
好，这次上礼拜到马来西亚去。
And recently I just went to Malaysia.
那最后他要送我机场，就叫我去他家住。
And so this minister asked me to stay with him at his house.
我发现，你当传道，你家怎么这么好？
And so I said, oh, well, you're a minister. How can you have such a nice house?
他就说。这个三年前不晓得怎么钱从哪里来，我竟然有钱可以买这个房子。
He said, three years ago, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, I came into money that allowed me to buy this house.
所以他舍弃很多，但是到最后神也给他很多。
So even though he had sacrificed a lot, but ultimately God gave him a lot.
但是不是这个不是他服事的目的，哇，服事目的就是要得到神的爱。
But of course, that was not his motivation to serve God. His motivation was to repay God's love.
所以我们每一个人都要想啊，不管我是专要神要用我做专职侍奉，或者说神要用我在我的事业上，但是我要用业余的时间来侍奉都好，把身体献上当做活祭就是好的。
So regardless of if we decide to commit ourselves to God full time to serve Him.Or to serve him even while working in another company, as long as we submit ourselves to being a living sacrifice every day, that is acceptable to God.
好，那这个工人他要分享一个见证。
And so this co-worker also shared another testimony.
他说他当传道差不多三年多以后，又开始想发财。
And then he said even after he had become a minister for 3 years, he started to want to make money again.
因为当那公司赚很多钱，他一直想，哎呀，我要怎么去赚钱？
And because when he was running his business, he kept thinking about how I can make more money.
那有一天呢，他坐在桌子上啊，圣经放在前面，但是他心里在讲赚钱。
And so one day he was sitting at his desk with the Bible open, but in his heart he was thinking about making money.
忽然有一个声音呢，他听到一个声音，很大声告诉他。你在神的面前心不正。
And so all of a sudden, he heard a very loud voice saying to him, in front of God, your heart is not right.
你跟你的钱一起灭亡。
And you and your money will perish.
他听到这个声音，全身发软，就躺在地上。
And so after he heard that sound, his whole body went limp and he fell to the ground.
那过一段时间就醒过来。
And then he woke up after a while.
就拿那一本圣经一翻。
And then he opened his Bible again.
就翻到《使徒行传》这一句话。
And then he opened it to that verse in Acts.
对那个行邪术的西门说：“你的心不正。”
And it was what was said to Simon the sorcerer, your heart is not right.
你在神的道无份无关。
And you have no part in the work of God.
从后来他才知道啊，服侍神心里一直想要赚钱，这个就是心不正。
And so he realized that while he was serving God and yet thinking about making money, his heart is not right.
所以神不要这样他这样去生活。
And so God did not want him to live that way.
那从这些体验啊，让我们知道我服侍的神是又真又活的神。
And so when we have these experiences, we realize that God is a true and living God.
如果我们真的对神有认识，
if we truly know God,
服侍神真的是最大的恩典。
And serving God is really the best and greatest blessing.
他要让我们来服侍他，这个不简单了。
And to have him allow us to serve him is not such an easy thing.
他是荣耀的神。
He is the glorious God.
我们是什么？
Who are we?
所以神要用我们，这是最大的恩典。
So that God wants to use us is a great, great blessing.
好，我们来看十二章。
Let's turn now to Romans chapter 12. Verse 2.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这里说要心意更新而变化。
Here it tells us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
这样才能够查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God.
那前面一句说不要效法世界。
But in the beginning it says, do not be conformed to this world.
英文呢就是不要被世界同化。
Do not be conformed to this world.
所以我们要服侍神查验神的旨意很重要。
So in order to serve God, to know the will of God is extremely important.
但是我们人在世界活久，世界有他世界一套做事的方法。
But after living in this world for a long time, we realize there are ways of the world.
对，但是服侍神有服侍神的态度跟方法。
But in serving God, there are the ways of serving God.
这个不太一样的。
They are quite different.
所以我们要心意更新，才能够明白神要我们怎么来服侍他。
So we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind to know how God wants us to serve Him.
比方说有一个教会要找会堂。
For example, a church wants to find a chapel.
怎么找都找不到。
No matter how it was looking for a chapel, could not find one.
为什么
？Why？
因为找到一个会堂在靠近谁的家，那附近的信徒就一直打电话说，这就是神的旨意。
And they found a location that was close to a lot of believers, and so those believers said, "This is God's will."
那很远的就是那什么是神的旨意
？And then the people who live far from that location said, "How can that be God's will?"
那就不成了。
And so there was a lot of division.
那现在再找到另外会堂，就靠近那个原来比较远的地方，现在变成很近了。
And then they looked for another location, another building that was closer to the far off members.
那现在比较远的时候，那怎么是神的旨意？
And so it flipped. People who were close by said, "This is God's will." Those who were far said, "It's not God's will."
所以是不是神的旨意，就看离我家近不近。
So how they determined if it was God's will or not was dependent on the distance from their house.
所以会堂买来买去都买不成。
So that's why they could never decide upon a location.
那后来就看到一个房子。
And then they found another house.
现在教会就请大家你们不要打电话。
And the church said, please do not call each other.
你自己去看。
Go look for yourself.
然后自己祷告。
And pray about it.
然后想一件事情。
And then ask.This question.
这个地点是不是对教会的发展最好？
And the question is this location what is best for the future of the church?
不要想离我家多远。
Don't think about how close it is to your house.
当这个心这样一转变过来。
When you turn your heart that way.
那一次就买成了。
Then they were able to buy it successfully.
除了一票之外，其他全部都赞成。
It was the vote was.Approved with just one dissent.
所以我们在服侍神最重要就是心要更新，神的旨意才看得清楚。
And so, in serving God, what is most critical is that our heart is renewed and transformed, so that we can see God's will.
如果心还是世俗的心态神的旨意看不清楚，那看不清楚，我们的服侍就会造成问题。
If our heart is not transformed.Then we will not see God's will clearly, and then our service will be problematic.
所以罗马书因信称义这个结论就是我们要服侍神。
And so in Romans, the justification of faith, by faith, tells us to serve God.
因为这是神的爱。
Because this is the outcome of God's love.
我们服侍神就是要报答神的爱。
And so to serve God is to repay God's love.
那这样的生活非常美，非常有价值。
And so our service will then be very beautiful and very worthwhile.
超时，一百一十八首。
Conclude with a hymn, 118.